In the recent movie Laurel Canyon, Frances McDormand plays a hard-living, hard-loving record producer who spins out hits from a lair in the Hollywood Hills.
Sweet, that's it, that's direction.
I've overplayed it.
No, it's not the bass line, we just got to straighten out the beat.
Trouble is, no such woman actually exists in the record industry, which has been dominated by male producers such as George Martin, Phil Spector, or Dr. Dre. In the first of two stories we'll hear this week, NPR's Netta Ulaby tackles the question of why women haven't smashed the glass ceiling. Today, the secret history of female rock and roll record producers.
Being a producer can mean nothing or everything. Sometimes it's merely a vanity credit for an established star. But ultimately, the producer is in charge of sculpting the sound on the finished product. And that can range from the sludgy howls of punk to the glossy sonic stylings of Sheryl Crow. That album was recorded by Trina Shoemaker. She won a Grammy for it, but for sound engineering, not production. She says some women are turned off by the grubby technical side of producing.
This is a trade skill. This has nothing to do with tight pants and hairdos and makeup. I consider myself much more of a carpenter or a craftsman than anything to do with a music biz, you know, producer. I'm very much not that.
But Trina Shoemaker is a producer, and she says to become one, she sacrificed everything else.
You have to give everything. You have to commit your whole 20s, let's say, to just learning how to record, and your whole 30s to carving a career out of it. I don't care if you're a man or a woman.
Shoemaker apprenticed with Daniel Lanois, the super producer of Peter Gabriel and U2. At the beginning, she swept studio floors, patched cables, and supported herself by bartending and data processing. But Shoemaker says she was heartened by the few stories of female producers she heard along the way. Back in the 1950s, a woman named Cordell Jackson blazed a trail for female engineers and producers by opening an outfit called Moon Records in Memphis. And in Seattle, Bonnie Guitar produced a group called The Fleetwoods on her own label. Their first single was a hit.
Come softly, darling.
Jillian Garr is a historian of women in rock.
And it's a lost history that hasn't been uncovered. And I wonder how many women there were, say, in these regions putting out small records that we don't know about.
Meanwhile, a smattering of women made small inroads in the big leagues. One was Ellie Greenwich. In an earlier NPR interview, Greenwich talked about her role in creating records generally credited to George Shadow Morton and Phil Spector.
In my whole career of being in the studio producing, there were only two songs that I literally walked out of a studio and said, either these records are going to be zippity-doo, nothing, go nowhere, or number one records. That was Chapel of Love and Leader of the Pack.
A handful of female producers came up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, mostly through songwriting and performing. Not all of them always recognized on the liner notes. Ones who were included Sylvia Moy at Motown, Linda Creed in Philadelphia, and Sylvia Robinson in New Jersey.
Sylvia!
Yes, Mickey?
How do you call your lover boy?
Come here, lover boy!
Sylvia Robinson would go on to run the Sugar Hill record label, which in 1979 introduced hip-hop to mainstream America with the hit Rapper's Delight. But even she is hardly a household name. The nascent genre of women's music created its own producers. Singer and guitarist June Millington fronted Fanny, a feminist band from the 1970s at pains to distinguish itself from girl groups. Later, Millington produced other women musicians, but historian Jillian Garr says she had to fight for that chance with Fanny.
They would be locked out of the studio when the mixing sessions were going on, like literally locked out. She said she had to like kick the door down. But that was the kind of resistance women were facing to moving into the control rooms.
I need a drum, bass, high, hat, and a snare, string, horn, yes, I need a tim, sound, right, left, is it, looking?
things have changed. A little. Performers like Missy Elliott cultivate high-profile second careers as producers. And a few, like Linda Perry from the band Four Non Blondes, now focus completely on studio work. But the groundbreaking woman rock producer, who uses musicians as tools and who lives to create castles of sound, has yet to appear. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
Tomorrow, we'll hear from women in today's record industry about the lack of legendary female record producers.
Please let me know if he's on your mind. And respect you'll give me. Ludacris, I live loud like him. Had to clear these rumors. I got a headache and it's not a tumor. Get up on my lap, keep my head tucked tight. Spray so I never let the bed bugs bite. I'm hard to the core to the rotten. You jump down, turn around, pick up helicopter. Yeah.